From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian troops may be headed to Syria. A Russian lawmaker says what he calls a unit of Russian volunteers, including men who fought in eastern Ukraine, may join Syrian government troops fighting in Syria. A Russian admiral says Russian involvement on the ground in Syria is likely. The remarks follow reports that Russian volunteers already have been spotted fighting alongside the Syrian army. Meanwhile, NATO member Turkey has reported multiple incursions by Russian fighter jets into its airspace over 2 days. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish government officials say the country's military radar locked on to the Russian jet and Turkish Air Force F-16 fighters were scrambled to intercept it. A Turkish official quoted in the media said its jets would have engaged, but the Russian plane returned to Syrian airspace. Under current rules of engagement, Turkish forces can attack any warplane operating from Syria that breaches its airspace. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu warned Russia against future violations. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
A Russian official is blaming poor weather conditions for the incident. The Afghan military called for the American airstrike against Taliban fighters at a hospital in Kunduz that killed 22 medical workers and patients. That word from the U.S. Army General John Campbell. He is the top commander of U.S. and international forces in Afghanistan. He told reporters at the Pentagon he was correcting an earlier statement that the U.S. bombardment was intended to defend American forces under fire. Liberian Foreign Minister Augustine N. Gafuan has resigned. He says he wants to be a participant in the upcoming 2017 elections. He has served in the current administration in various capacities as finance minister, director of budget, and foreign minister. This is VOA News.